North Dabs Radio, backstage at Why Not Festival with drummer Connell from Taylor Liam Jackson, who've just been on the Quarry stage, which was absolutely heaving. To put it in perspective, twice the crowd the Crooks pulled last year. That's not a bad accolade.
It was amazing, man. Looking out on that, I think it was 8,000 people, which is just insane. Like, biggest gig we've ever done. Like, looking out at that was amazing.
Matlock bass band playing at Why Not must be a career highlight so far for a pretty young band as well.
Yeah, we're all of us are 18, and it's just, and it's on our doorstep. I've been coming here since 21, and to be playing the second stage, even if we're playing one of the small stages, just playing Why Not would be amazing. But the second stage, in our first year of being a band as well, like, we're doing really well, right?
I know we're not supposed to mention other radio stations, we're supposed to pretend they don't exist, but I'm going to give a mention to Dean Jackson at BBC Introducing, because he's handpicked the bands that played today, and he said it there when he was introducing you guys. He said, these are bands that we've picked that we expect to see on the main stage in the coming years. I mean, that's exciting.
It's high praise from him, and he's helped us a lot. He's always pushed us, always played our music, always given us advice, and he's just always been there for us, and we probably would be nothing without him. Like,
now, I know you personally. I should put this out there on record. So I met you and your mum at Why Not for the last couple of years at the tram lines. Your mum does the photography. I got some amazing, sweet pictures of her taking pictures of you. But what a moment that must be. What a family moment. Your dad was there as well. To be watching you play and for your mum to be taking the official photography, such an amazing family moment.
It was just really nice to see. It was just being like, seeing all my friends and family just at the front, just like looking, singing the songs. It's been such a full circle moment for me, and then everyone there to support us, it was quite emotional, right?
I have to say, the crowd interaction as well, because you were asking, you know, the questions at the beginning, you know, who's been to our gigs before, who's from Matlock and so on. The amount of people in there that haven't seen you before, they're not local, but by the end of it, they were absolutely going for it. It was incredible.
It was amazing. And then the amount of people after the set, like, staying to the front, like, wanting photos, had people begging for drumsticks, I was launching them out, like, everyone was just wanting photos and everything. Was amazing.
I think there was a feeling in that tent that you guys are going to be a big name at Why Not and beyond in the near future. I saw the signed set list being given out and everything. Like you say, even Reverend the Makers, as soon as they finished, everybody's gone. But as you pointed out, so many people sticking around at the end.
Yeah, it was a surreal moment, and people wanting to, like, get photos with us and all this. And then now got my backstage wristbands. I'm backstage chilling, drinking with Royston Club, Reverend, hoping to see Raytons and Florence Road later. It'll be sick, that, yeah.
Fangirling hard.
I'm fangirling like crazy. I'm just running about today trying to see as many people. And it's like, when I'm talking to them, it's like they're talking to me like I'm an artist equal to them, which is just insane to me. Like, I met a singer of Royston Club, and me and him were just chatting about FIFA earlier, and like, we just had a 10-minute conversation about random stuff, and he was like, I'll see you after the set. And I'm like, mate, you're in Royston Club, why are you talking to me?
Because they know you're going to be supporting them, or vice versa, in the near future.
It'll be them, then Rev, then us.
Mate, thank you so much for taking the time. Enjoy the rest of the festival.
Thank you so much, man.